This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. USAA Homeowners Insurance not only helps you cover your home, it also helps you cover your budget, lower your premium in a number of ways, like saving up to 10% when you bundle home and auto insurance, saving up to 15% if you've been claims-free for 5 years, regardless of your previous insurance provider, and scoring even more deals and discounts on things like home security, moving, and storage with the USAA Perks program. Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/homeowners to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Welcome in. Wednesday episode of the Fantasy Footballers. Jason Moore is here. Mike, the Fantasy Hitman. I am Andy Holloway. We welcome you in. We're thrilled to have you with us today.
Not usually, but today, thrilled. Thrilled about
making
it.
Making an exception for today?
Yeah.
You're talking about the fourth largest sports podcast on Spotify for the entire year, Jason. I think we're thrilled every day.
Oh.
I think we're thrilled every darn day.
Sounds like the people are thrilled.
The people are thrilled. We've got
those dumb Kelseys beat us out.
The Kelseys beat us out.
Yes. Thanks to Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
am I right? They didn't do anything themselves.
Honestly, why couldn't any of these deucers land a couple dates?
Yeah.
With Taylor.
Yeah, Brooks, hit up Michelle Pfeiffer.
Wait,
that'll do it. Gonna move the needle.
Where did Michelle Pfeiffer come from?
She's in a movie right now.
Is she?
I thought
maybe she was in like a Paul Giamatti movie, and that was the correlation.
That would have been a really good cut.
Deucer's Alley, they're very festive right now, or at least Brooksy has his December Christmas cap on. You can see it there.
Owl, yeah, guys, looking ready for Christmas, all black.
That's what I said. We spent as much as we could, and we got Taylor on the one episode this year.
We did.
Okay. We did our best.
We got budget Taylor Swift.
Yeah, so the judge is looking good, and, Al's our lump of coal back there. And are you guys is the Christmas spirit, like, present? Do you feel it
jangling?
Yet?
It is not there for me.
Oh, no.
Yet. Which is...
See, it's an organic. It just happens.
It happens. I mean, my tree's been up. My house is decorated. Yeah. My lights are on. Just wait. I'm waiting for it to come upon me.
It didn't help that it was hot yesterday.
Right.
Like, actually hot.
No, that doesn't help the Christmas spirit.
I'm sorry, Snowland of America.
Nobody hangs their lights when it's hot outside. Do you think that the Christmas spirit, it's a little bit more like you have to opt into the music now? Because, you know, when we were growing up, you just put the radio on.
Right.
And people were playing the Christmas music. Now, you'd have to, like, get in your car and say Christmas music.
Yeah, which I do almost every day.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
But that's not getting it done.
It's just not. My heart needs to grow 3 sizes.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll work on it.
Thanks.
Today we've got quite a bit going on. We're going to preview the Thursday night game. We've got NFL news to talk about. Waivers for your leagues are going to go through or have gone through. I'm in a real predicament in our league. Because they decided to move Mr. Amari Cooper into a questionable tag.
Okay.
He has a full-on concussion.
Yeah.
But he's questionable, which I get.
Yeah.
But now my roster is it's too jammed. Too jammed up to make the moves I want.
Well,
I could I could sacrifice, but
I would just drop Dak.
Drop Dak, yeah.
I need a spot.
We had a new Dynasty podcast drop today as well. So when you're done with this one, You can head over there, listen to the Dynasty Pod. And Brooks, anything I'm forgetting here at the top?
Nah.
Okay, let's move on.
Welcome to Hungry for More, presented by Uber Eats.
All right, let's kick it off with Mike here. Who's your Hungry for More candidate this week?
I'm going to go with rookie Dontayvion Wicks of the Green Bay Packers. He was a fifth-round pick, so this is a player who is mostly off the radar for redraft purposes, really low on just your priority list, even in dynasty leagues. But over the course of the year, like, the guy can actually play. The snaps have been low, but some of the metrics that we look for a player who, if they receive an upgraded opportunity, you're hoping that that translates then into far more production. We've had four targets in five straight games, and the targets per route run in those five games have been sensational. We're talking about, you know, averaging high 20% in target per route run. That's a fantastic number. And with the injury to Christian Watson, like, Dontayvion Wicks seems to be the next man up. He, you know, like, I tried to quickly look at just the barometer of rookie versus Quentin Johnston. Dontayvion Wicks has more yards than Quentin. He has a higher single game. We had 3 for 91 against the Chargers. He's a big play guy waiting to happen. And I think that with this opportunity here, he's going to be an interesting decision for deep leagues and DFS.
Jason, who's your Hungry for More candidate?
Well, I think maybe for the first time this year, I am not going with I'm not going with a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, or tight end. I'm hungry for more of the Miami Dolphins defense. Their offense has been great, but they have been outstanding. Over the last 3 weeks, they're the number one defense in fantasy points scored, averaging 15 points a game. And, you know, they've got Jalen Ramsey back. Too much is being focused on their offense. Their defense has been scoring. They've been sacking teams like crazy the last 3 weeks. They've got 12 combined sacks. They've got two touchdowns. And you go, okay, well, they played Aiden O'Connell and the Jets and Sam Howell this last week. But I'm hungry for more of it because they get to eat a banana this week. Bananarama, Will Levis.
Oh, no.
That's
your potassium.
Your potassium's going to be really, really high. And then they get the Jets again. So
oh, my goodness.
They're going to take you.
How will they stop Zach Wilson, though?
Well,
I know you're kind of
TBD then, on who it is.
Yeah, is it Wilson by that week?
Well, they signed Brett Rippin, right?
Uh-oh. Farts is back, baby.
Brett Rippin Farts. Please play and start against these Miami Dolphins. But they've been scoring a lot of points. I think it keeps up this week and next week to get you to the semifinals in your fantasy championship.
It is actually really hard to stay water with the defenses sometimes. Because we talk about being prepared. So a lot of that times, a lot of the time you sign defenses early and then you've kind of like mentally, like you signed the Chiefs, right?
Oh my gosh, the Chiefs are killing me.
And so you see the schedule and you say, this is going to work out. Like, they played Aiden O'Connell. It didn't go so well for them.
It did not. And it did not go well for me.
Yeah. And so you kind of hope that you have it lined up, but you need to stay water. You need to be willing to adjust to those type of situations. The Browns have been bad the last couple of weeks because there's no Denzel Ward, and then Myles Garrett's been banged up. Like, you have to be willing to make those pivots and not just lock in when you get new information.
I like to look at a three-week window this time of year when I'm looking at my schedule-adjusted stats and looking at streamers, starters, whoever, especially with defenses. I like looking at the last 3 weeks, and that was kind of what illuminated the Dolphins to me, because they're literally number one over that span.
And I know this one will make Mike happy, but my Hungry for More candidate at tight end is Evan Engram, because just saw his best game of the season, his first top five performance at tight end on the year, which is shocking. He was in the midst of a six-game run where he was outside the top 12 at the position. And he was a fantasy hero last year. Like, there was a lot of championships celebrated on the back of Evan Engram. Christian Kirk is out. He needs surgery. It's a core muscle issue. He's not going to be a part of this offense. So when you look at Evan Engram, you're talking about 8, 9, 10 targets a game, and a ton of potential with this, you know, especially in the end of the playoff schedule, Tampa Bay, Carolina, those 2 weeks. I am kind of excited about what he can do in this offense.
How do you feel about the potential quarterback change here if Trevor Lawrence isn't able to suit up, which I think right now we're very skeptical that he will play this week. I will say if he does, it could work out really well for Evan Engram, because then if his mobility is limited, the time in the pocket, you know, getting deep shots down to, you know, Calvin Ridley and Zay Jones might be a little bit more difficult than just grabbing Evan Engram on a short little crosser. But
yeah, I mean, that favors Beathard as well. I mean, if you're the friend of the quarterback, you're in the shallow area, you can come off tight end screens. Beathard taking more of the check down route when needed. I think Evan Engram is very much in play, and I'm hungry for more performances like this where he can actually, you know, Mike's been the Trey McBride truther of the century. And then he made the comment that he played Trey McBride. McBride had a great game. He lost points playing Trey McBride over Evan Engram this past week.
No, the other way.
Oh, it was.
It was Evan Engram was 0.2 points behind Trey McBride.
And you played McBride?
No, I had to play. I got backed into playing Engram because of the injury.
Oh, okay.
So I had to, it was a weird lineup decision where I got forced into it. I wanted T McBee in that lineup. And after the morning, it was my guy just had himself a monster game. And I'm like, Jay, I think I'm going to regret, because I had laid it out for him. And I'm like, I think I'm going to regret playing Evan Engram. He's like, of course you will. Yes, he's got like 90 yards of touchdown. And then Evan Engram was basically that. It was great.
Maybe you guys can help me on this. I think maybe Mike just loves tight ends, like the position.
I mean, I like
Troutman and Jarwin and McBride and Engram. Like the list is pretty extensive.
It's not necessarily the position on the field. It's so hard to find a functional diamond in the rough at the tight end position, and I like that challenge.
Well, yeah, it feels great when you get one.
Yes.
That works. So that was Hungry for More, presented by Uber Eats. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Running backs?
No. Nope.
No. Ribs?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Let's get some ribs.
Order now on the app. Product availability may vary by region. See the app for details.
News and notes from around the league. Presented by USAA Insurance.
And Al Borland, no, I am not hungry for Evan Engram to whoop me in League of Record this week. No. Also, I don't care what happens this week in League of Record. This is a throwaway week. I mean, I'm going to whoop your butt for no reason.
Yeah. No, you're not. It's now, funny. Josh and I were talking. It doesn't matter to me, and I don't think it matters to you, but Josh was like, I really want Andy to lose because I don't want him to have confidence going into the next round.
Yeah.
like this is a real sport, and your psyche is going to affect your play.
Yeah, he was doing some big trash talking to me yesterday, and we're on opposite ends of the bracket. So I mean, the Foot Clan, Papa Josh the Betrayer versus me for the title if things play out the right way.
Yeah, well,
but disagree. You know, without me having confidence,
yeah,
I don't know how I could possibly get
your players there. Will not perform if you in Arizona watching them on television are emotionally damaged.
Look, I wish there were some momentum points that I would get, like a 5-point boost next week for momentum. I mentioned it earlier. Here's some news for you. Doug Peterson said Christian Kirk's going to need surgery on his core muscle injury. We're not going to see Christian Kirk this year again. Najee Harris, injury report. DNP on Tuesday. Thursday night game.
Yeah, this is one to really watch. I could see him missing. I mean, this is a late full did not participate, so Jalen Warren could become a little bit more exciting in a game that you don't expect a ton of points, but if there's only one guy there, then it could be all right.
And Najee Harris, super stoked to be playing with Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, yeah, the quotes.
Yeah, what did he say? He said, how's his leadership? Yeah. He said, that's fine. It's fine?
It's fine, I guess.
It's fine, I guess. I mean, Najee, come on, man.
How would you describe his leadership style?
That's when you
vocal,
start,
I guess.
Yeah.
That's when you start talking about something else. If you don't want to answer that question,
dude,
you just say, you know, Mitch, he sure fights hard out there.
It's super Najee. Like, if you haven't experienced Najee interviews, the guy is a delight.
I love him.
Yeah. Well, he might not be on the field this week. It's tough because if he does have an injury, they wouldn't practice him because they'd try to get him ready for Thursday. So we'll keep Brooks says he's going to keep watching for news. The Chargers are officially opening Joshua Palmer's 21-day practice window.
Okay.
That is great. Herbert needs him desperately.
Yeah, that's bigger news for Herbert. I thought I had found a diamond in the rough with Palmer before the injury. There is opportunity there. We don't know when in that 21-day window he'll come back. It took him a little while. Week 8 was the last we saw him, so we'll see. Joshua Palmer could be back sooner than later, and they need somebody to catch the ball, not just kind of juggle it. Brian Daboll said Tommy DeVito will start in Week 14 against the Packers.
Okay.
The Jets are releasing Tim Boyle, and they signed Brett Rippon.
Oh, you know you wanted to say it.
No. I have to be the tempered, measured, give the guy his regular name without the word farts attached guy.
Brett Rippon farts. Yeah.
Isn't that the perfect signing, though? After what we saw in the field for that team, they're like, yes.
Yeah, it's incredibly lateral.
The NFL Network, Tom Pelissero reporting the Packers have signed Kenyon Drake to their practice squad. I don't know if that's a sign of Aaron Jones' health.
Yeah, you should put at least one eyebrow up for this.
Well, and then maybe that makes Patrick Taylor a slightly interesting, desperation, deep league, close your eyes, click the button because no one else is left kind of guy.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we talked about it on yesterday's show, but, Aaron Jones missed this last week and Taylor was irrelevant.
Yeah, I mean, there are players, though, that were irrelevant, that become relevant, that when a team is ready to make a change, Keaton Mitchell, anybody, McLaughlin, the players you don't see coming. I'm just trying to get deep,
sure,
Jason.
Yeah.
Trying to get nasty. Go ahead. That was today's news and notes presented by USAA Insurance. Learn more at usaa.com/insurance.
Thursday Night Breakdown.
All right, guys, I have decided to take a different approach to the words I say after announcing this matchup.
Okay.
The New England Patriots at 2-10 are taking on the 7-5 Pittsburgh Steelers. The DraftKings Sportsbook line is Pittsburgh -6, and the over-under is 60.
Mm.
Oh, wait, 30.
Divided by 2.
Sorry, 30.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I believe by kickoff, this line can get in the 20s.
This was at 31.5, and I was going to bet the under on it. I mean, this is here's the glass half full, number one. My Hungry for More candidate before Evan Engram was going to be Ezekiel Elliott. He is playing in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel Elliott had a very nice performance last week. He is going to be the guy. I wish I had him to slot into lineups over the next few weeks. 69% of snaps, very nice. 17 for 52. But I'm more interested in those receptions. Those receptions are going to be part of his game moving forward. The team doesn't have pass catchers they can trust. Even Devontae Parker, didn't mention it in the news, limited again in practice. Demario is, still dealing with a concussion, still in protocol. So Ezekiel Elliott might be most of their offense.
I think he's a very good play. It's ironic for such a low scoring projected game that people might not be excited about. There are relevant fantasy assets here: Jaylen Warren, Najee Harris, Deontay.
Well, maybe Najee.
Maybe, but I'm saying players that are usual, normal played fantasy assets, and Zeke. Zeke really seems like a very important piece right now. You think he's probably got like a baseline of around 10 points. And if a touchdown is scored, which I know is no guarantee, you would imagine it. Zeke has the highest odds to be the touchdown scorer.
So let's stay with the running backs as your positivity here. Pittsburgh is, they're 6-point favorites. The weird thing is that I don't know if you knew this. No team has given up fewer points than the New England Patriots over the last 4 weeks.
I did. Did you know that they have held their opponents the last 3 weeks to 10 or fewer points and lost all three games. Think about that.
That feels bad.
That's like 1930s football.
They're calling the Jets, and they're like, the Jets defense, and being like, guys, this sucks. But Jalen Warren is worth starting, especially if he has the opportunity all to himself. Last week, it was about opportunities. They were not there because they were down by a lot, and it just didn't materialize. But he did look good on those opportunities. I think he was like 9 for 59 or something to that extent. And we've got the Najee injury. So I think both running backs, we can say, over under be darned.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play the running backs.
I think you could play three running backs in this game, and you definitely can play both DSTs. Like we just mentioned, the Patriots defense has been very, very good over the last month. This is against Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, you tell me they don't get a couple picks here and an opportunity to score a touchdown. You know, you want to know how the over-under is hit and it hits the over? Defensive touchdowns.
Yeah, no question. I mean, this game, 6-0 last week for New England. So not a lot of excitement. Like, Pat Freiermuth is out for me this week.
Okay.
I'm not willing.
It's a tough matchup for him.
Not willing to do the dance.
Now, we'll say for Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, what about the wideouts, Mike?
It is a small sample over the last couple of seasons of games with Pickett versus games with Mitch Trubisky. But the games with Mitch, Deontay Johnson has been better. We're talking 7.8 targets versus 10.7. So, you know, like, if we get an extra three targets this week for Deontay Johnson, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I you know, he went out hurt, came back in last week's game. You saw Pickens involved early with Pickett. But, you know, I don't think you can start. Like, what are you doing with Pickens?
I don't think it's the worst play in the world. I don't believe he will submarine you. It just doesn't feel like this is the type of a ceiling game where you're putting Pickens in, you know, with that personal confidence that, you know, translates into your player having a good game.
Why? Now, I need to ask a more important question here. Why did Kyle decide to give us TMI on the punter situation in this game?
Because this is what Kyle does.
I'm looking at the breakdown of the game, and he wants to point out that Presley Harvin III for the Steelers,
mm-hmm.
heaviest punter ever drafted at 255 pounds.
As a beef boy.
Yeah.
And he's averaging 250.2 yards per game punting. Look, if your league has punters.
And if if the return man happens to come at Presley Harvin.
Oh, you're getting smoked.
I mean, try it. Try Presley Harvin. You're going to get laid out.
I can't believe we have punter stats over here.
This is what people show up for, Andy. That's what the number four overall sports show.
I do think these might be the stars of this game.
I guess we need to feature the potential game MVPs.
Yeah.
So in that case, Bryce Behringer.
Yeah, tell me about him.
Longest NFL punt of 2023. He's got one. 79 yards.
79 yards. Good job, Bryce.
What a punt. Tied for the most punts inside the 20?
And looking at this picture, I'm wondering what his prescription is.
I would tell you his eyes are protected.
They are. Tied for the most punts inside the 20.
Yeah. Well, when you get a lot of opportunities
punting
the ball.
Behringer v. Harvin III on Thursday night.
It is going to be an old school defensive battle.
Here's the final thing I'll say to the positive. There are a bunch of months during the year that football isn't played.
Yeah.
And so this is not one of the days that football's not played.
Yeah. No, we get it. We get football.
We get football.
Look, I'll be watching. You'll be watching. No matter what we say.
Yeah,
the people listening to this show, they'll be watching.
I'm not missing out on Presley Harvin III. No chance. All right, quick break, back with some mailbag questions. Hey, Foot Clan, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How is it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? Maybe sometimes those events make you feel drained. Maybe they make you feel like you're bursting with energy like Papa Josh. But you might not know why it's at that level. Maybe it's not enough boundaries set up and you're just doing too much. Maybe you get less social in different times of the year or you're working too much. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. Look, we live in the era of hurry, hurry, hurry. And social gatherings, they pick up and then you are burnt out. So you got to figure it out, and therapy can help you figure out that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery so you can enjoy it. And when you are feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to recharge and take care of yourself. I highly recommend that. All you have to do is give BetterHelp a try. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch them at a moment's notice. There's no extra charge for switching therapists if you didn't find the right one. And you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/footballers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/footballers.
This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. When you're a homeowner in the military community, peace of mind is priority. And USAA Homeowners Insurance is the award-winning service to give you just that. If you have to file a claim, the process is transparent and easy. You can do it all right in the USAA app, and replacement cost coverage comes standard. That means damaged items are repaired or replaced, even if they cost more today than they did when you bought them, which could put your wallet at ease to tap the banner or visit USAA.com/homeowners. to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
I think we pumped the people up. I think that's what we just did.
Yeah.
I thought I punted the people up.
Yeah.
All right. Let's jump in.
Mailbag.
Mailbag. Oh, no, that sucked.
I didn't do a flourish.
I know, that sucked. I feel it. Like the flourish is part of it.
Oh.
The flourish. Yeah, okay.
Mailbag.
Mailbag. Ooh, yeah.
Much better.
Yeah, I do feel like you didn't give.
Let's punt.
You didn't give the first one your all. Like you cut it off quick.
Just showing you what you wanted.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Asked for and received. Yeah. Careful what you wish for.
If you have a question for the show, go to the website. Click the submit a question button. That is the fantasyfootballers.com. You can dial the voicemail hotline 302-464-TFFB. Kick it off with a voicemail.
Hey, ballers. 10-man PPR. Need an RB2 start this week. Breece Hall or Keaton Mitchell? Must win to get into the playoffs. Thanks.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Breece Hall or Keaton Mitchell?
We've got this example last week, Jason, where on the show we said, look, your start of the week, Brock Purdy. Maybe that's a better play than Jalen Hurts. It would have been by about 15, 20 fantasy points. Here's the Breece Hall, Keaton Mitchell. Like,
well, thankfully, last time everything was set up for Brock Purdy. It was the greatest matchup imaginable. This is not the same for Keaton Mitchell. The Los Angeles Rams are pretty decent against the run. He's splitting time. This doesn't seem like a smash play. Now, Keaton Mitchell can outscore Breece Hall. He did this last week, but he still did not hit 10 fantasy points. I think you want...
Yeah, Mike, what are you saying about the rankings?
So I pulled up my rankings because I wanted to see, you know, where was I before the show started, and Breece Hall is one spot ahead of Keaton Mitchell right now. I have Mitchell cranked up a good bit here for over-under and just game script and the way that he's trending. So this is a hilariously terrible question to have to ask yourself in this week.
Last 4 weeks, points per game. Keaton Mitchell, 11.9. Breece Hall, 10.2. Four game span. I'll just tell you what I would do. That's the best situation we could do. If I had those two players, I'm playing Breece Hall.
Yeah, I think everyone is. You've got big play potential from either guy, but I would much rather prefer the matchup of the Houston Texans as well as the volume that Breece Hall gets versus Keaton Mitchell on a usual basis. Now, I know he's been extremely disappointing, inefficient, ineffective, but I would definitely play Breece
Hall. Has any of what has transpired for Breece Hall over the last handful of days affected how you would look at him in a dynasty league?
Yeah, when it comes to fear, I certainly have worries. He is one of my dynasty running backs in our main dynasty league.
Jahmyr Gibbs Breece Hall in a fresh dynasty startup draft?
I would take Gibbs. I think at this point you have to. I'm not confident in the future of the offense of the Jets, even with Aaron Rodgers hopefully being the quarterback of next year, but you just don't know. Whereas the Detroit Lions seem like they are set up for future offensive success. Their offensive line is intact and under contract. Their situation is just really healthy right now. So I would lean towards the Gibbs side. I do think there are much brighter days ahead for Breece Hall. I'm not anti-Breece Hall. You know that's against who I am.
Yeah.
But you worry, man. You worry because the offensive line does not get enough credit for how bad the quarterback play has been, how bad the running back has been. The Jets' offensive line is non-existent.
Yeah, and Mike, would you start Breece Hall?
Yes, I would. I have Breece one spot ahead of Keaton Mitchell, and the matchup with Houston it's fine.
Well, let's look at another tough decision. Instagram question. What level of underpants do I need to sit Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs?
Oh, man. So he gets to play Buffalo, the Patriots, the Raiders, and Cincinnati. That's the remainder of his fantasy schedule. He has not been the Patrick Mahomes that you drafted. He has not been the Patrick Mahomes of his entire career. It's points per game we're at. I'm showing in a 4-point, 18.5 points per game. And that's not even close to what you're hoping for with Mahomes. But it's what are your options? If somehow your other option, like realistically, you could have Brock Purdy. Is there a chance that on you're looking at weak matchups? And
okay,
you're going,
so week 15.
Give it to
15,
me.
You've got Brock Purdy plays the Cardinals.
Ha, easy. Right. Easy start of Brock Purdy.
Yeah, over Patrick Mahomes playing the Patriots.
Not even a second thought.
Yeah, but
that's
I think
week,
Brock Purdy.
Is that week 15?
That's the first week of the fantasy playoffs. Hope you have the bye, Mahomes manager.
Purdy is very easy. Let's make it more difficult. The literal best matchup for quarterbacks is right now the Philadelphia Eagles because they score a lot of points and their secondary is trash. That's what we just saw Brock Purdy do. Week 15, you've got Patrick Mahomes against the Patriots, or the matchup that the Eagles have is a playing at home Geno Smith.
Mahomes. I'll go Mahomes.
Geno Smith.
Wow. I couldn't do it. I could not bench Patrick Mahomes.
Geno's been too. Maybe Geno comes out and has like another game this week, and we're like, oh, okay, we're more confident. But it's been such a brutal year for Geno that
yeah, some of his games he ends up with the amount of points Mahomes has, and that's disappointing.
Yeah, you could have the stones to
the
play
stones,
Geno.
The stones are in New England, and New England's number one against quarterbacks.
I get it.
So, Mahomes is not necessarily taking advantage of good matchups right now.
Yeah.
Didn't he just play, and he just played Philly,
yeah.
Right? So yes. The matchup where you said that the number one quarterback matchup is Philly.
He had
15th.
He had 177 passing yards.
Yeah, I mean, I know maybe I'm crazy. Maybe it's stupid. And yes, the pain of getting that wrong would be tremendously worse with Mahomes on your bench if he threw for 424 and 4, something that Geno can't do. But, he's going to play Buffalo the week before. If it's another dud,
yeah,
and Geno has another good game this week, that's when I would pull the trigger.
Put Rice on the field.
They gave him the ball more.
He's not talking about the player. He's saying, throw Rice on the field. Just really
get the birds down there.
Yeah, get the birds all over the field.
I know they're giving him the ball more, but he's still not a full-time player.
Rashee Rice can't solve this problem.
Solve? No, but I think
he
can help.
He is their Zay Flowers. That's his part of the offense, and that hasn't been enough for Lamar either. Yeah. He's not like a Jefferson, Tank Dell.
No.
Like he's not a downfield threat. Like he is being used like rookie year Michael Pittman or like this year Zay Flowers, and it's not enough in the yardage department for Patrick Mahomes. Like, it just isn't.
I do think that it would help the offense, and it would help get part of this Patrick Mahomes not having the huge fantasy success that we're used to. Also, is Travis Kelce is not having the fantasy success that we are used to Kelce having. He's not bad, but
he's not centerpiece.
He is not. Yeah, he's not. Lock it in. Travis Kelce is the number one tight end that you can play this week. Like,
that's a worthy thing to mention.
It's a wild world that we are here.
Over the last 8 weeks,
yeah, give it to me.
Travis Kelce has 2 touchdowns.
That's
strange. Do you have the points per game? Like, do you have those guys ranked? Or you're just looking at Kelce.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still performing.
Yeah, he's not bad.
But he's not winning.
He is not Zeus right now.
Well, I mean, look, last year he had how many touchdowns? 12? And he's got 5 so far this year?
Yeah.
Wow, actually, that's wild. Last year, Travis Kelce didn't score a touchdown in the final 6 weeks of the season. He was not a helpful fantasy championship guy last year.
Right now, Travis Kelce is not even the tight end 1 on the season.
Is it Hawk?
It is Hawkinson.
In terms of total points?
In terms of total points, but I guess points per game.
Is how high is LaPorta in points per game? I'm curious.
In points per game, LaPorta looks like he is
like 3?
3rd. Yeah.
Would you rather have, I guess you'd rather have Kelce still and just hope that it works out?
Yeah, you would. I would rather have Kelce over any other tight end, obviously, but it's not the dominant performances that he had last year.
Yeah, he's still number 1 in points per game than Hawkinson, LaPorta, Andrews, and Kittle. Crazy. Also, maybe like the writing's on the wall.
It does feel that way.
It feels that way.
Feels like
Kelce's time.
If they were to win a championship this year, I feel like he could just walk.
Yeah, go on tour with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Take his number 1 podcast.
Yeah, get out of here. Get out of our way.
Get out of our way. All right, another voicemail. A follow-up here, so you can make it quick. But
hey, ballers. It's playoff eve. Would you start Mahomes with his recent struggles against Buffalo this week or Justin Fields against Detroit, keeping in mind that Justin Fields, coming off of that injury earlier this season, had himself a decent game at Detroit at home? 4-point quarterback scoring. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
All right, 4-point scoring.
4-point scoring. I thought I had an easy Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes versus Justin Fields.
I have them back-to-back in my rankings, but I do have Patrick Mahomes 1 spot ahead. I would rather rely on Mahomes in a game against Buffalo that's
where I'm going.
Yeah, you know, you hope Josh Allen can do what a lot of teams have not done against the Chiefs, which is put up a bunch of points and make Patrick Mahomes have to do the same, because you know he can do the same if push comes to shove.
The Bears, since Fields' return, he's finished. Fields has been the quarterback 8 and the quarterback 24. So the risk is too high for me on Justin Fields.
I like Justin Fields this week in general. Like, I would love to start Justin Fields, but I love Mahomes' matchup this week as well.
We are in the time of year, though, be starting to look at the weather. Because we're still a ways off, but there are quite a handful of games that are projected for rain, and Detroit at Chicago is one of them.
Yeah, there's going to be over under 2 fumbles from Justin Fields in the rain.
I
guess that would be 1.5.
Yeah, 1.5 will take the over.
Yeah, there you go. All right, another question.
Fellas, need the win to get in. Alexander Mattison or Courtland Sutton? Love the show.
Alexander Mattison versus the Las Vegas Raiders.
Matchup is great. His utilization has been poor.
Courtland Sutton versus the Los Angeles Chargers.
He has just been great. Courtland Sutton's just been great. I don't know how you... I have finally made the transition. Like, I was setting my lineups this week, and I finally made the mental transition to just viewing Courtland Sutton as a really good option. So I'm going to say Courtland Sutton here. He has been a reliable target. He's the number one most important read in this offense. He gets a touchdown every week. This last week, he had 7 targets. Only caught 2 of them. But 1 was a touchdown because it's in his contract. Has to have a touchdown almost every week.
3 games this year without a touchdown. That's it.
That's amazing.
The Chargers are a fantastic matchup for wide receivers. They rank 30th in fantasy points given up on a weekly basis to wide receivers. So I lean Sutton here.
I lean Courtland Sutton as well. The part of the Madison problem, there's many problems right now, is the utilization. You know, they're splitting more time with Ty Chandler. We're talking problems for fantasy. And, like, we're supposed to get a press conference today.
I believe.
But the point is, we're having a press conference today to say who the quarterback is for the Minnesota Vikings. They don't know because Josh Dobbs has unfortunately turned into a pumpkin, and they don't – even if they go to a different option, there's no good options right now. So the Minnesota offense is falling apart, and it's going to be a situation like Breece Hall where – let's decide. We want to rely on Alexander Mattison to get us there. Eventually, you're not going to be able to run because they will sell out and say, okay, go ahead, Josh Dobbs. You beat us. And
there's no way.
It's not.
We don't disagree here. There's no way we're not playing Sutton.
Right.
Madison's been a single-digit scorer six of 7 weeks. That's been the opposite for Sutton. And what if he catches 2 touchdowns? I know that's not in his contract, but what if it happened? What if it happened? All right, David writes in, my playoffs start this week. Should I start Dalton Kincaid or Cole Kmet this week?
Ooh.
Kincaid takes Kansas City on, Kmet against Detroit in that potentially rainy game.
Yeah, I like Kmet quite a bit, but I think Kincaid has just been so involved in targets. You look, since he came back from his injury in week 6, he's on pace over the last 6 games. For 127 targets. The over-under in the Buffalo-Kansas City game is good. The weather, hopefully, is not as rainy. So I will go Kincaid.
I'll go Kincaid as well.
Big question. What do you do? This has come in from a number of listeners. What do you do with the Dallas defense? Do you drop them to free up a bench spot?
I was going to bring them up when we were talking about how good Miami is. You know, if when you have to readjust what you think of fantasy defenses, because the Cowboys, when they play an inferior opponent, they dominate. They are great.
Mm-hmm.
When they play a capable offense, it's not been good for fantasy. So, but they're a strong defense.
Did you read the schedule?
Oh, their
no,
run
please
is,
give it to
it's,
me.
It's as bad as it gets, right?
For the defense.
For
yes.
The defense. They're playing
Philly?
Yeah, no, thank you. I don't want to start him against Philly.
At Buffalo, at Miami.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
And then Detroit.
No, thank you.
And that's in a week that isn't even, or is that the
that's
week 17?
Week.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the reasons why when they hit the waiver wire, like we had one manager go out and they spent like 40 fab on him, and then the next highest bid was like $1, because I think some people saw this schedule at the end of the year and said, I don't need them now, and I'm not going to need them later. So. They're capable enough of a defensive score on any play. I mean, Bland has 5 of them. So that can always happen. But you run a tremendous – they were -2 last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not a locked-in guarantee.
No, I would absolutely drop the Cowboys. And not only are you not going to play them, there's better streaming options every single week over the matchups that are coming up. But they're a landmine.
Yeah.
People will pick up the Dallas Cowboys because they're such a great defense and they will play them. And you're right, Andy. Any of these weeks you could get a defensive touchdown. But you're going to – I mean, their defense is not going to be holding those 4 upcoming opponents to 10 or 15 points. Those are going to be shootout games, back-and-forth affairs.
Colin writes in from Twitter, what are your expectations for Justin Jefferson? Is he a league winner with the current quarterback situation or a future bringer of disappointment?
I would look towards Ja'Marr Chase and Garrett Wilson and these other. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase is probably a more fair comp because he's already established himself as like one of the absolute best. Garrett Wilson has the potential, but we've never seen him be a full out and out star. Justin Jefferson is the best wide receiver in the league, so he's going to be just fine. He'll get his 10 targets. But he obviously is not going to be the league winner that Justin Jefferson is with Kirk Cousins. That's just they're not going to be able to throw for 350 yards on the regular.
And
Hawkinson's got to get some. Addison's got to get some. Like having all let's put it this way. I don't – maybe Jefferson's the only one that makes people happy, but I don't – my point is all three of them can't.
I think Addison is the one who's going to take the big hit.
Because he should.
Hawkinson, you know, that his role I feel like is a little bit more impervious. You know, the times that you're looking for the tight end, you know, he's going to keep looking there. But the first read in the offense has been Addison, and that's going to be shifting to Justin Jefferson.
And you – the thing for Chase is remembering how the production has come. So we've had the 3 weeks here, you know, with the Burrow got hurt in the Baltimore game. Am I remembering that right? Yeah, but so earlier on, he ended up 2 for 12. He did have a touchdown, so – it wasn't the worst thing that ever happened. The next week, he catches 2 tip passes that turn into the bulk of his production. And then this week against Jacksonville, great game, hyper-targeted, but most of his production came on that 76-yard touchdown, which was a defensive blunder. Jamar Chase made it happen because he's a talented wide receiver, but the range of probability where – if that play just he gets tackled right there, you're not ecstatic with Jamar Chase. You don't have a false sense of confidence moving into the next week. So I think that's where Jefferson is. He is such a good player that it's hard to find another option on your roster that would be a better play. But you got to understand what the realistic outcome for Jefferson is with whoever the quarterback is.
And is there a chance he's limited?
I don't think so.
He's had such a long time off.
Yeah, he's had a ton of time off. He has been practicing for the entirety of his window plus an extra bye week. So he's got you know, a month since he's been active and healthy and practicing. And they wanted to take it slow with him, care about his health. I don't think he'll be limited at all.
A reminder to drop it like it's hot this week as well. People are going to pick up the 1 week, 2 week players. Maybe they pick up the Dallas defense and drop an actually better defense for the playoffs. That's possible too, just because Dallas has that lore and the history. If you'd like to help the show out, we would appreciate it. Head over to Apple Podcasts, drop us a 5-star review, leave us a review over there. It's quick and easy and free in a way that you can help support us. Leave us a review over on Spotify, wherever you listen. We'd appreciate that. And if you want to watch the show, you can go to YouTube, youtube.com/TheFantasyFootballers. Subscribe, click that bell. Going to be with you the rest of the season. And then also all the time
forever
after that
ever.
As well.
Forever. So,
but huge shout out to everybody out there listening to the show that have made it part of their lives. We appreciate you. The fact that we could, you know, we saw the global charts. So like of all sports podcasts around the globe, including, you know, all countries, we're the 5th largest sports podcast over the last calendar year.
I thought it was 4.
Well, we're 4th in America. There's we're 5th in the world.
Oh, come on, world.
Come on.
That means
NFL,
there's one international,
no international more.
One international show beats us out. Something from the UK.
I wonder if it's those Men in Blazers.
It's not.
But no. It's a good show. But
thank you for listening. We appreciate
you. And with your help, we can take down the Kelseys.
Yeah, maybe that should be the thing. Maybe we just, I mean, not physically in a fight, but like.
Oh, we cannot take down the Kelseys.
No, I think even if the 3v2.
I think we could add the Deucers to that. 6v2.
We get the whole team?
No, we get the Foot Clan too, because this is more of like a tush-push situation where we couldn't do it on our own, but with everyone behind us.
Okay.
Across the goal.
I think with hundreds of thousands of people.
Yes.
Then pushing our tushing.
Against the two of them.
We have a chance.
We do.
The 6 of us.
Oh, they have the Swifties on their side,
the
though.
The 6 of us, man, in a fight against
wimpy.
Those two Kelseys, we would get annihilated.
Yes.
That is it for today. Tomorrow starts of the week matchup previews. Friday, we got the fantasy face-off, the Hitman Wheel of Shame, and a whole lot more.
Yep.
Catch you then.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.